Here we go. We are going to go through a few klalim. Fascinating stuff. Buckle up. So the Prima Gadim goes through a bunch of general rules, right? Just as a disclaimer, every rule, I hate to sound like such a anarchist, right? You get this in college a lot, yeah? Anarchist. But every rule will always have exceptions. That's different than every rule is meant to be broken. Every rule has exceptions. They sound the same, but they're worlds apart, right? Because every rule is meant to be broken means that l'chachila we instituted to break it. Whereas every rule has exceptions. There are times when there are exceptions. So now, when we want to go, and the Shulchan Aruch was, he wrote Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Kairi wrote Shulchan Aruch, and then he wrote the Ramah, and then we now have the works at hand, right? So, are there general rules how we paskin based on how they worded? Can we even give them that credit that they were so meticulous in how they worded things? What would you say? I guess, right? They definitely set it up, and they there are discrepancies, there are differences. Sometimes he says, "Usher to do this, v'yeshayimrim." Otherwise, so how do we paskin? If you want to make it up, right? You're talking to a kid who has no affiliation to anything. What would you describe? How would you go? What would you say? Go. It's just me and you. We can talk.
He says ulcer, then you assume you can do it, right?
But then the latter opinion goes and says, v'yeshayimrim, that it's mutter. So what's the take home? But he said it's usher, right? I'm gonna play either side here. But he said it's usher. What should I do?
You should try not to do it.
Okay, so you just played a good middle ground. Wonderful. So the answer is that's where these klalim come into play. The klalim come into play exactly there. Because if he just says something without saying yeshayimrim, what if he says two yeshayimrims? It's worse? Right. So these things sound like they're just stop being annoying, right? Stop getting all nitty gritty. Just get past it. But many, many svarim, full svarim, have been written on these general rules. So let's go through a few of them and we'll have some fun. So the Prima Gadim wrote a pirush on Shulchan Aruch. Prima Gadim was Rabbi Yosef Teumim, born in early 1700s, died in 1792, if I'm not mistaken. And he wrote general rules going through all of these cases. So we're going to go through a few of them. There's a few more works for any of these klalim lovers, anyone who will ever hear this. There's a sefer called Yad Malachi, written by someone from fairly recently, probably around 150 years ago, as well as the Stechemed, Rev Medini, who was actually a Rav, he was from Yerushalayim, went to Hebron, moved, they brought him to the Baltic, where is he, a Rav? In the Caspian, help me out, Caspian, some of those islands in the Baltic area. Geography? Not my thing. Okay, great. So, and then he went back to Eretz Yisrael. So, Sheikh Hamed wrote an unbelievable 10 volume, like encyclopedia on Torah, literally. So he has Klalei HaPoiskim also. And then there's also another sefer from Yitzchak Yosef, who wrote a sefer called Ein Yitzchak, 3 volumes, literally hundreds and hundreds of pages going through all these. But let's just do the basics. Whatever we can get through, however much we can. Says the Prima Gadim, and the Prima Gadim is called, he wrote this work, it's called Klalim V'Hayras Issa V'Heter. Sometimes it's printed at the beginning of Yerideah, sometimes printed at the end of Yerideah. Some of them put them in when they learned Basar V'Chalav, they printed. It's in every Shulchan Aruch, the question just is where they printed it. So he says as follows. He quotes a shach that if it's stam v'yeshayimrim, here we get to rule number one, stam v'yeshayimrim, halacha kistam. Which means, The Mechaber comes along and he writes Shulchan Aruch Aser to do this, V'yesh Oimrim. Otherwise, since he didn't, he put the Stam as the given with the, oh, and there's an exception. It's all how you word it, whatever tone you use. So this is the given with an exception. So the given stands. And that's Stam V'yeshayim Halacha Kistam. He says there's going to be two exceptions and two conditions for that to actually apply. Number one, you have to know that he didn't have another place elsewhere that he may have taken aside on this topic. Because then, if he has Stam, V'yeshayimrim, and then elsewhere in, this is in Yoredeya, elsewhere in Orachayim, he goes and says, like, the V'yeshayimrim, so then you're in trouble. Because, not in trouble, then that will break the rule. That will tell you, very nice, Stam, V'yeshayimrim, we usually go like the first opinion, but when there's a second opinion on top of that, so then, we go with the second opinion. That's number one. Number two, the second, again, this is a second condition in the first rule, is the two halachas have to be clearly butting heads with each other. If, again, what's the flip? If they are not, it's not necessarily a machlokes at hand, then you don't have to... You don't have this rule. The halacha might actually be like the Yeshayimrim. Okay, that's number one. Number two is Yesh Misha Omer. Yeah? Yesh Misha Omer. How would you say that in English? Yesh Misha Omer. There are those that say. Let's say he just says that with no dissenting opinion. No opinion that disagrees. What's the halacha? Obviously, we like it, right? But how come he said Yesh Misha Omer? Like, why do you say it's so weird? So where'd he get it from?
Supporting what he heard.
Says the Prima Gadim further, and he quotes all the Ma'amar Kaimus over here, definitely worthwhile to see. Says the Prima Gadim that the reason why he goes and says such a thing is because it's only a singular opinion.
Usually in halacha, like we've seen.
Excuse me, like we've seen here in the Koil, usually when you have one opinion, it's usually like a bandwagon. Teams, there's like teams. Okay, so the Tosis with the Rush and the Rashi and the Rambam and the Rif and the Rabbeinu Hananel, and it's like 4 versus 5, and then we get to Shulchan Aruch, and it's like, oh, the Mechaber goes with the 4, the Ramah goes with the 5, and yeah, that's how we get our halach. What if it's one singular opinion? One Rishon, so to speak, was the first person to say it. Made it up. Not made it up, he said it. Without anyone else having said it before. Says the Prima Gadim, that's when the Mechaber was quoted as Yesh Mishoimer, there are those that say. Okay? That's another klal. Okay, next one. You ready? That's klal number two. Klal number three. Klal number three is, how do we know what's the opinion of the Ramah? When do we have, is it the case that every Ramah, if he comments, he's coming to disagree? This is a world, like an earth-shattering debate, because we're going to shape every machlekes based on this klal, seemingly. Go. What would you say? Rabbi Rosman. There's a Rabbi Rosman, a famous one.
Shalom?
You bet. Yeah. You related?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Well. Yes, we show where we are.
For the recording, let's be related. Yeah. Right. Okay, go.
That's what people say. They say the Ramah only speaks when he's arguing on the Shulchan.
But what if I find you 1, 2, or 70 Ramahs that are not clearly butting heads? They're just adding.
Oh,
so
right.
They're all going to be the exceptions.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like the Mishnah Berurah does the same thing, I guess.
It's kind of like the Mishnah Berurah does the same thing.
Burma Bluestein. By the way, so you're...
We're in the middle of a...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
Middle of a shir. You can come. You can come. Ready? I'll tell you. To be continued. One sec. When the Ramah comes along, we're doing klalim in Shulchan Aruch. Okay? This is a one-off. klalim in Shulchan Aruch. Every time the Ramah comments, is he coming to disagree or to argue on the Mechaber? So again, when you deal klalim, right, you have the Seichemed, you have the Prima Gadim, they all try to map out the general rules. So, yeah, is he coming to argue? Is there a point of contention every time the Ramah comments? Or you can it can be an addition? Okay. Okay, Rabbi Rasner? Okay, that's why I asked you. I want to hear your opinion.
I think I've come across also
where it's just an addition.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily a machlokes. Now, the problem is like this. One klal that some of the klalim svarim gives that if he says v'yeshoim rim, that is that line of demarcation. When the haggah, right? Sometimes says haggah, sometimes it doesn't. Why? Just like a random question, right? So if you look in the new, those big black Shulchan Aruchs, Machon Yerushalayim, they reprinted the Shulchan Aruch, big black ones. In the very beginning of the first volume on Aruch Chaim, they actually go through all the different processions of printing that the Shulchan Aruch went with. And you'd be surprised how much influence some of these printers had. Which, not every time and every... We're going to get to another one. We'll end with one more fun fact. Not every time that the Ramah was prefaced by a Haggah, did he decide to write Haggah. Some people want to say, well, if he says Haggah, so he's being magia on the Mechaber. When it's just an addition and it goes into small Rashi letters, then it's really just an addendum. But it's not true, because you'll find places where it doesn't say Haggah and it's disagreeing, and places when it says Haggah and it's just an addition. That's why these things are so hard to establish with like confidence across the board. Fine? That's that. But where was I going? So not every time that the Ramah goes and comments is it necessarily going to be a disagreement. Fine? Now, the Yeshayim is definitely one time when some say the Mechaber, the Ramah, is coming to disagree. So the Mechaber, the Prima Gadim, in his Klalim Sefer, he goes and he says like this, Yesh Malkam Iyun, when the Rav, Harav is the Ramah. Yeah? The Mechaber is the Maran Shulchan Aruch, and then Harav is the Ramah, because we're Ashkenazi. The Prima Gadim is Ashkenazi. If he doesn't nail it in and say v'chein ikker, then he's not necessarily coming to disagree. Okay? Here we go. One last thing. Yeah? There's a bir halacha we saw, we just learned recently in the Kolal. We learned Hilchas Kosher. Tying and untying. There's a fascinating bir halacha that goes and says something, in my opinion, very cool. He goes and he says that he has a troubled Ramah. The Ramah very often will say a halacha, and then in brackets, it sources it. It'll say, this is based on, right? So a person learning, halacha bekiyas, just trying to go through Mishnah Berurah, which is of tremendous value, he'll never even realize what's going on because he didn't see the sugi behind it. But if you were able, and Zocha, to see the sugi behind it, if you try to follow every one of those Mayim Rekhomers back up, they don't always add up. So the Bir Halacha was doing this in one Bir Halacha in the middle of Shin Yud Zayin. Shin Yud Zayin Bir Halacha in Sif Beis Bir Halacha V'dafka Shuch Halach Zeroi. The Bir Halacha traced back these sources, and he had a very big problem. It didn't really work. It didn't fit. The Ramah seems to say something based on, here's the brackets, here's the parenthetical, in parentheses, based on a tesis for harosh, beperek bamet toimnit. Based on a tesis and a rush, the Bir Halacha doesn't like it. It doesn't seem to say that. That's not seemingly their opinion. Who wrote this? Who wrote these sources? The Bir Halacha, or the Chavetz Chaim himself, goes and writes in Bir Halacha that, and we all know that the sources written after the Ramah were surely not written by the Ramah. That's a given. He doesn't explain anything more. And that just brings us to the last point. The Seichemet says the same exact thing. The sources were written at a later date. Some say it was the Shach, some say it was a printer who was a big Talmid Chacham. Definitely not 100% clear. With this, we're going to close, and that's why it's integral to know just who's who. Which person wrote each part? because it really makes a difference when you're trying to piece together the full picture. You have to know who was who, what other storm did he write, did they contradict themselves, and how do we approach it. So this was part one of who knows when there'll be a part two, but to be continued. Shalom Aleichem, Yehuda Davis. Yeah, what's the yeah, what you about to say? Oh really? By Itzkwitz? Oh really? Yeah, do you want to say? Okay. He learns with my brother on the phone, he told me. Okay, this is Yeshiva week. We're still going. That's why I'm giving the shiur.